Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The Prime Minister says all Australians have a role to play in ending family and domestic violence. Anthony Albanese has announced a nearly $1 billion investment to permanently establish the Leaving Violence program. He's also unveiled a suite of measures to combat male extremist views about women online.
This is indeed a national crisis and it's a national challenge. And we're facing this with a spirit of national unity. We recognise that governments need to act, but we also recognise that this is an issue for the whole of society.
Bruce Lehrman may appeal his foul defamation case verdict against Network 10. His lawyers have been granted extra time to sift through the trial material before making a decision. Travellers to Bali are being warned of a spike in dengue fever cases. 138 cases have already been recorded in WA this year, mostly from those who have returned from Indonesia. That's double the amount we had this time last year. Police in the state's north are continuing their appeal for information as they search for a missing 21-year-old man. Zane Stevens walked away from his Toyota Land Cruiser, which became bogged about 30 k's north of Broome last Friday. Frontline workers at Fiona Stanley Hospital are demanding a 12% pay bump over 2 years. The Health Services Union has held a mass meeting of workers today. Premier Roger Cook says there is still a way to go on negotiations.
We're negotiating constantly in relation to this. I don't have a timeline in relation to offers or counter-offers.
To sport, Mitch Marsh will captain Australia in next month's T20 World Cup, while Steve Smith has missed out on a spot in our 15-man squad, as has IPL sensation Jake Fraser-McGurk.
Form's been great of late and that's fantastic, but the way we're functioning at the top of the order with the three guys we've had there's been really strong as well.
Chairman of selectors George Bailey there. And Henry Robertson has earned his Western Force debut. He'll hit the field against the Chiefs on Saturday alongside captain Jeremy Williams, who's been named to start.